That was the year that we also negotiated a new concept for us called job evaluation, which had its, as we found out over the years, but this is looking into the future, had its own pluses and minuses.
And they were?
They were the fact that in answer to, certainly for the city of Hamilton at the time, we, as a negotiating committee, which is typically what occurs, is that you ask for proposals from members, mm-hmm. and then the committee sits and sifts through those proposals and makes recommendations on a package of proposals and returns to the membership for approval, and then takes that package to the employers to negotiate a collective agreement. Well, that committee received 26 specific job classification wage increases and thought, well, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened at the time that somewhere that the QP had a new process that it was where a staff representative that they were selling a job evaluation, which seemed to be, if you will, a scientific way of assigning a wage, but we have since learned after the fact that I don't know how scientific it was. It seemed more skewed and this is fast forwarding, looking back on things, hindsight, skewed to rewarding positions where you used your brain, mm-hmm. as opposed to the physicality.
Okay.
So it became an issue where suddenly the wage discrepancy that existed between the people who were working outside, mainly men, mm-hmm. and people who were working inside, mainly women, that the women in certain jobs got paid much less money than men.
Okay.
And then it kind of...
Went the other way.
And that kind of led to some issues when the local FI, which represented the men, made the jobs of men outside, amalgamated with Local 167 to form Local 5167. Mm-hmm. Then Local 167 represented mainly the women who were working in clerical and other positions. So it created a bit of a problem that the local, after 20 years later, had to resolve.